Welcome to Dogwood Canyon Audubon Center's reading of The Tale of Chipolo. This is a story about a golden cheek warbler, written by Jose Arturo Garcia Dominguez, with illustrations by Jose Raul Vasquez Perez. The reading of The Tale of Chipolo will be one chapter a day, and you can hear it free at Days of Dogwood Canyon podcast. Chapter 4. Chipolo's Childhood. Chipolo was an only child. This is unusual among warblers, since they generally have several young. Warbly and Chris were good parents. They fed Chipolo enough insects so that he could grow strong and be ready for his first autumn migration at the end of summer. One day, as he foraged in some shrubs, Chipolo got trapped in a strange net. It was like a giant spider web that could not be seen from afar. His efforts to free himself from the net were useless. Before Chipolo knew it, huge hands without feathers or fur grabbed him and took him out of the net. They put a tiny yellow band on one of his feet. Chipolo sensed that the woman who banded his foot didn't want to hurt him. He was right. Manuela was a biologist who studied golden cheek warblers. She wanted to learn things about Chipolo's life, like where he goes, what he eats, and how many young he produces. The band didn't really bother him, and his friends wanted to know where he got it. Chipolo made up wondrous stories about how the band was an ancient magical ring. Chipolo was a social warbler and had other bird friends such as vireos, flycatchers, and kinglets. He always hung out with his good friend Mohawk, a flycatcher. Chipolo liked to forage with him because Mohawk always seemed to find good places to hunt for insects. Mohawk used special whistles to let everyone know when he found a good hunting place. Chipolo's life was interesting and fun. Flying in the sky was a great thrill. He explored the woods and played fun games with his friends. They loved to play hide-and-seek, where everyone tried to remain unseen. This game helped them learn skills to avoid becoming prey. The young male birds always competed to see who caught and ate the most insects in the least amount of time. When they were full, the young males tried to imitate frog calls. If anyone could sing especially loud or long, the others were always surprised. They would all look at each other and burst out laughing. Mohawk was a master at this game. Even though he didn't have much of a voice, he was a wizard at imitating frogs. His friends would always ask him to speak in his frog voice, and this he did, reciting the greater part of the alphabet. The young female birds played other games, like Let's Build a Nest. Both young males and females played tag and hawks and chickens, where they pretended hawk chased the pretend chicken. This was an important training game for the young birds, since it was something that could actually happen in real life. Join us tomorrow for Chapter 5. Birdsong was provided by National Audubon Society Birdsong Collection, Lang Elliott Music of Nature.